One sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes.
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Got mad. Let me preface my message by saying I wouldn't give you a dime for a cow pasture full of preachers that couldn't get mad. You say, what's wrong with this generation? Too many nice preachers, manicured ministers. They aim to please. We can put the blame on the president, the government, the school system, all of which are in bad shape tonight in this country. But the original trouble started in the pulpit. The preacher is God's standard bearer. I went through some clippings today, and I tell you, every time the mail comes, many people send in various clippings. Boy kills his brother reenacting television scenes. Went through the exact thing. Used the same words. Came from the UPI, Columbus, Ohio. Is starting a 2-year effort to cut tube time in half. We might be criticized for using such a strong word as addiction, but it's the truth, said Catherine Burns, presiding, or president of the sponsoring Birmingham Parent Teacher Student Association. You know, the stand I've taken for the last 25 or 30 or 35 years is becoming a little more popular. I was a lonely fool for a long time, but I've got more company all the time. Notice, the parent-teachers deal got together. The association has won the backing of the teachers' union and the school board in the 25,000 student Birmingham School District for its attempt to turn families from television to such activities as jogging, bicycling, hiking, or hobby working. A report from an association study committee said television was injuring many children in that area. Now here's the alarming statement to some people, not to me. The theory that TV watching itself rather than specific programs is harmful. Think of it. They hit at the root at it right there. They said, we're not fighting certain programs, we're fighting TV itself. Amen. That almost sounds like a preacher, doesn't it? And they call it the plug-in drug. 40 hours a week, they say. Well, the Lutherans, to attend a session, a pastor dressed as a clown, and a black jazz composer will lead worship experiences for more than 500 pastors, delegates, and visitors attending the convention of the Upper New York Synod, Lutheran Church in America, at Cazenovia College near Syracuse on June the 4th through the 6th. And there's the picture of the idiot. Nothing but a long nose painted up with a dunce hat on his head, and he calls himself a preacher. And 500 preachers are to be led in their worship of the devil. Folks, it's not hard to figure out what's wrong if we just go ahead and apply the right remedy. You know, Anita Bryant, and I'd just like to share this one with you. They call her, and they identify her with Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler and homosexual rights opponent Anita Bryant have done the most damage in the world. According, now you listen to this bunch of nitwits. According to high school students polled by the Ladies' Home Journal. If they'd have been what they ought to have been, they wouldn't even written it up. They wouldn't given a report for such depraved. And they said, the students, Abraham Lincoln and Eleanor Roosevelt, have done the most good for the world. Oh, those are two opposites. I wonder what Abraham Lincoln would do if he came back today. Yes. Here's some old-time criminals. Boys, 4 and 6, confessed to murder. That's 10 years put together. They killed an old woman. 4 years old and 6 years old. And they made their confession. Dear friend, I say that to say it's time for somebody to get mad. I have many others, but I'm going to save them from some other time. You have your Bible? Turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26. Ephesians chapter 4. No doubt you've heard me, and yet I realize we have a new generation of young people all the time in our homes and new radio friends. In this 4th chapter, verse 26, there's a command in 3 words. Be ye angry. Now that's the command. You'd say, well, what if I don't want to get angry? You'll sin. The Bible said, and sin not. The way to keep from being in sin is to get mad. You said, hard on the digestive system. Well, if you have righteous indignation, God will bless you for it. The Bible said, be angry and sin not. And then he said, let not the sun go down on your wrath. Now, I realize what I was taught when I went through Baylor and seminary. Be sure you get in a good humor by sundown. It means just the opposite. Don't ever let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't ever let your wrath die out. Don't let your wrath die out. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Now notice the next verse. Neither give place to the devil. The best way in the world to keep from giving place to the devil is to stay mad at him. If you're mad enough at the devil, you won't bid him influence. You won't make a reservation for him. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor. Amen. That's an unknown word. Labor. Working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Manual labor is not just a Latin American. That's work. If you want an example of work, you need to see what our secretaries have done the last few weeks. They work around the clock 24 hours a day. 4-hour shifts during the night. Miss Francis, Miss Goodman, and other volunteers, and an office filled with secretaries trying to make the change to the computer. And we've had our difficulties, but our friend from Victoria, who I think maybe is in the service tonight, AJ, aren't you here tonight somewhere? Yes, he is. And he's been right in there. And man that makes a machine, something could go wrong with it. Did you know that? When I pray at the end of the runway, as I have many times, I'd say, Lord, now you know man put this thing together and something could happen to it, and I'm going to ask you to look at it. But you talk about work. If everybody in the enterprise has really spent the time that our secretary, be a new day around here. And he said we're to work and to labor with our hands in order that we might have something to give somebody. Did you know that that's the reason we're supposed to work? Not to get or keep, but to give. The Bible said we're to work with our hands that we might have something to give somebody that's in trouble and in need. When you work to get instead of to give, you'll be sick before it's over. That's what's wrong with this old selfish world tonight. Turn to Psalm chapter 7. Psalm chapter 7. What's God's attitude? And I'll give you the supreme illustration of the Bible before I'm through tonight. It'll be chapter 7 and verse 11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked once a year. No, sir, every day. Now, you know what that means? God, and I say it reverently because I know He's a God of love, God is mad 24 hours a day at sin. He knows what it does to people. He knows every funeral. He knows every drunkard. He knows every dope head. He knows every little lonely prostitute in the home of isolation tonight and sin and scare and fright. He watches all of it. And He knows what did it. He saw the devil walk up in the garden and raise the question about the Word of God. He saw the first murder out in the field when Cain raised a stick or a hoe and beat his brother to death. And the first man that ever died was a Christian. He was covered by the blood. He saw the first funeral. He saw the sewing circle make something besides fig leaf aprons. He saw them make a burial suit for their boy. He saw them as they became their own pallbearers and put their boy in the grave. He heard Cain as he said, my punishment is greater than I can bear, with a mark on his forehead, and he couldn't die. But he had to live in a lonely exile. God stays mad at sin. He knows what sin does, but the wages of sin is death. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The wicked shall be turned into hell, but sin is a reproach to any people. Listen. God knows He has a right to be mad at sin. He loves the sinner, but He hates sin. God is angry with the wicked. The Bible said He loves righteousness and hates iniquity. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9. Now then, quickly, I want to give you what Jesus' attitude was. And in the first place, He gave us this verse, be angry and sin not. You know when we had great revivals? It's when the preachers got mad at the devil and sinned. You realize, and I referred to it one day, maybe in an interview or in broadcast during these birthday days, and there was a time when preachers would preach on nothing but sin for 14 days. Every night, they'd cry out against sin. Oh, the community would uprise and get mad, and people had threatened to run the preacher out of town and tar and feather and all the rest of it, but that old preacher would come up the next night, and if he found out something was wrong, he'd tell about it, and he'd preach.
Yes.
2 solid weeks he'd preach on sin. Oh, you talk about, and dear friend, I'm not too old to remember the time in Hearn, Texas. I didn't know it. We were there in the meeting, Brother Earl Goodman, Mrs. Goodman, Miss Francis was there playing the organ. There was a move on downtown. Very definitely said, we're going to run him out of town. And they threatened to do a lot. I didn't even know it until the latter part of the meeting and the power of God began to fall and God vindicated his word. I've had all sorts of things like that to happen across the years. But when you cry out against sin, and there's no way to have revival without a revival of the sinfulness of sin. There's got to be conviction before there can be conversion. And if there's no conviction, there's no conversion, and the greater conviction, the greater conversion, and then no need joining the church and heading for the tank to be baptized until you get converted. Can a man be in Christ? He's a what? That's right. New creature. Old things. There goes your liquor and your cigarettes and all the rest of it ought to go. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I want to give an illustration. When I came into this city, 34 years plus, I preached exactly what I'm preaching now. The house was packed and jammed. There was chairs in the aisles at Second Baptist. Every service, Wednesday night and Sunday night and Sunday morning, and we had great... I preached the same thing then I'm preaching now. But there has been a falling away in Corpus Christi. Along with the newspaper lies, people told me today, said, I knock on doors and people... They said, I'm out at the roll-off church, and he said immediately they pull back. He said, we've read about it. But dear friend, I'm as sure as I'm standing here. If we had 2 dozen soul winners that knock on doors, we could fill any church in this city in 12 months' time. Did it ever dawn on you that Christ has been unwelcome in every generation? Do you realize that the Holy Spirit is as despised today as Jesus was? I made a statement last night, I'll make it again. I've got more friends tonight in this world than Jesus Christ ever had. I've got more people that'll go to court with me today and go to jail with me today than he ever had while he was on this earth. You say, what do you think that means? It probably means I'm not as much like Jesus as I ought to be. Dear friends, it's not the lack of friends that bothers me. It's the abundance of friends that bothers me. But oh, when I look across this old nasty nation of ours and see the changes that have taken place, when I look at Corpus Christi and the church is empty on Sunday night and empty on Wednesday night and evangelism and soul winning and fires have burned down to cold ashes, there's something wrong. And it's all the way, all across the country. When I see my Baptist, as Dr. Truett used to say, my Baptist Zion, backslide, get cold, modernistic, liberalistic, indifferent, and dead, never cries out again. I see the women's change in the way they dress. I see the men become sissies. I see the preachers begin to have their hair done instead of cut. I see the little Hollywood fellas trotting around, you know, and trying to promote and talk about religious focus and weekend revival. Brother, we need a genuine revival that'll get people back to the Word of God. Yes, I was thinking about that old team model. My daddy had a way of convicting me. Back in the days when I was coming up, we had what we call a car shed. We didn't call it no garage. To me, a garage is someplace you take your car to get it fixed. But we had a little old car shed, and it'd go up, and there was boards in it. That was back when people took care of the equipment. I want you to know, listen, that old T model eased up in there, and my dad pulled up that emergency and cut off that T model motor, and then we closed the doors, homemade doors, of course, and we closed those doors and put the plank in those two slots, and it's locked up. My daddy, I can see it and remember, and that old T model, somebody asked me if I could drive it. I said, no problem at all. I mean, I cut my teeth in a T model. But my daddy went out and on some cold morning, he'd go around. Of course, we didn't have any self-starter. Boy, that's a newfangled invention. We had to crank at the front of it. Oh, how many arms have been broken cranking the T-model? That's right, you better watch that spark. But anyhow, my daddy'd get out and he'd wind that thing up and he'd crank, and directly he'd peep his head out, you know, he's sweating up a storm on a cold morning. He'd say, Sally, bring the tea kettle. You know what that means? He's gonna heat her up. Boy, he took off that brass radiator cap and poured that hot water in there, you know, and he'd get out and crank again. My daddy was red in the face and he'd crank, and brother, when my daddy gets going like that, don't get in his way here. I mean, don't cross him, see. I mean, I don't know what he thought, but he was careful about what he said, but he was trying to crank. And the next step, he said, I'm going to jack up the hind wheel. And he'd take that little old jack, you know, and boy, I can see that little old wheel, you know, and he'd go backwards and forth, and after a while, that thing would get started. But one morning, my daddy went out, and he didn't have trouble getting it started. I had all the trouble that morning myself. My little sister, Thelma, and you girls will be interested in this. She was younger than Lester, and I was the youngest boy. It became my lot to play with Thelma. And oh, listen, you talk about dolls. You talk about nice things. She had them. She was the only little girl in our family with three boys, and she came along sort of last, and so it'd be my... And so one day I got one of her most beautiful dolls. I mean, that is back in the days. Seemed like the dolls were prettier then. Seemed like they're sort of mechanical looking now, you know, sort of dumb looking.
We're glad you've joined us today for the Family Altar Program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today was entitled, Does God Get Mad? To receive this message on a CD, simply ask for offer number RO385385. To help us cover shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of at least $10, and we'd like to have today's date. To order by credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. The special offer for the month of June is God Bless America. Some of the songs heard on the music CD are God Bless America, We've Heard Footsteps, Lord, to Be Used of Thee, I Want That Mountain, and many, many more. Simply write to us and ask for the CD entitled God Bless America, and the offer number is RO822, and include $10 to help with shipping and handling. The address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. To use your credit card, call toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Again, the offer is God Bless America, offer number RO822. the credit card number again. It's a toll-free number, by the way, 1-800-772-7507. And our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Now, this is Gene Price speaking for the staff here at the Roloff Ministries, wishing you a wonderful day, and we're looking forward now to being with you again the next time we broadcast here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.